Our scripture text is found in Matthew chapter 26, verse 21-28. Matthew chapter 26, verse 21, and as they did eat, he said, "Verily I say unto you, that one of you shall betray me." And they were exceeding sorrowful, and began every one of them to say unto him, "Lord, is it I?" And he answered and said, "He that dippeth his hand with me in the dish, the same shall betray me. The Son of Man goeth as it is written of him, but woe unto that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It had been good for that man if he had not been born." Then Judas, which betrayed him, answered and said, "Master, is it I?" He said unto him, "Thou hast said, that's right, you are the one." And as they were eating, Jesus took bread, and blessed it, and broke it, and gave it to the disciples, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And they took the cup, and gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it. For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." The Lord bless the reading of His sacred word. Not betrayal, but remembrance and confession and thanksgiving. The institution of the Lord's Supper is recorded in all the four Gospels, plus 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23 to the end. But it is the Gospels that particularly mention the betrayal by Judas Iscariot and how Jesus puts a curse on him that it is better had he had not been born. But here is a mystery of God's predestination. Tonight we come to remember our Lord's death. We are also affected by the fact that he betrayed our Lord Jesus Christ, which gives us a lesson that we who are pastors and elders who come to serve the Lord's Supper may not fail our Lord, and that none of us will betray our Lord Jesus Christ. What is the purpose of the coming together for the Lord's Supper, particularly during Holy Week once a year, to remember His death for us? According to Paul, as he said it in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, it is in order to remember him. We come tonight especially to remember our Lord's death, and he is very pleased with us. You do not know how much our Lord Jesus needs our fellowship, as we can see, he took the disciples to Gethsemane and asked them to pray also for him. Son of God needing men to pray for him. We are to come and remember him. But a time of remembrance, the Lord's Supper, to remember our Savior, is so distorted that it becomes a mass by the Roman Catholic Church. And when they come together, they come to add to what the Savior has done. On the cross, our Savior said, "It is finished." His work of saving men, of taking us out of hell, is finished. But they still have this mass. And it is the sacrifice of Jesus Christ and that Jesus be given in the sacrifice. Hundreds of times a day, if you go to the St. Peter's Church in the Vatican in Rome, you'll find one priest here, one priest there, performing the Mass. Now, the fact is that the Roman Catholics believe what is known as transubstantiation of the bread and the wine used in the Holy Communion. And the Roman Catholics, when they say that, they say that the bread and the wine are changed actually into the flesh and blood of Jesus Christ. And this is a great heresy. John Calvin, commenting on this, calls it a doctrine of devils. What a great difference as you compare. We come here to remember our Lord's death, but they come to sacrifice him to be eaten. I would like, therefore, to extend a very cordial welcome to our Roman Catholic brothers and sisters here, that you may come and be released, set free from so many wrong doctrines that keep you astray John Calvin says, is the doctrine of devils. But now we come to our Lord's Supper to remember our Savior's death. Why does the Lord command us to come and remember Him? It is He who tells us that we should come and remember Him, given by Paul. Paul received it from the Lord. Well, it is our nature. If any man will do anything bad to us, we'll remember him forever. But those who have been kind to us and done good and helped us in many ways, we can easily forget. So that's why the Lord wants us to remember Him. In the days before the Reformation, the Roman Catholics at that time had not developed so much the Mass. They had once a year the people come. But with the Reformation, they changed it 3 months once. So every quarter, they come together for the Lord's Supper. Today, the churches around the world even meet once a month. But the brethren churches meet once a week. Howsoever, tonight will come specially because it is Holy Week, and it is good that we do that. And your coming to join us tonight is a blessing to us and to yourself. Then, what do we do at the Lord's Supper? We come here to confess our sins. But if we confess our sins and we want the Lord to forgive us, in the Lord's Prayer, He says, you must forgive others. If you don't forgive others, I will not forgive you. So our life is full of misery if the Lord does not forgive us. Love your enemies and do good to them that persecute you. Do we do that? May God help us. And pray that we are willing to forgive those who have trespassed us against us, that our Heavenly Father will forgive us similarly. However, it is with a public witness that we cannot forgive. Jesus had his enemies, the Pharisees, who countered his doctrine, as you know, many times about the Sabbath day, his healing. And they criticized Jesus. And when Jesus had cast out the devil, they said, he has cast out the devil by the prince of devils. But Jesus, wonderful, he can always answer back by irrefutable logic. How can the big devil cast out the small devil? Then his house is divided. And they were saying words against their conscience. So Jesus said that their sins, the Pharisees, their sins will not be forgiven in this world, neither in the next world, because they blaspheme our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. By way of application, I would like to tell you something about why we are here. And you know already that there is a conflict in our church among the leaders. One group says that the Bible has mistakes. They found out. And they refuse to take the oath at the college graduation, which was imposed quite long ago, in the early 70s. But I immediately replied, I believe, that the Bible is 100% perfect. No mistake, because it is the word of the Almighty God. How can we say anything against our God? And so many people have come up. They need not know all the theological answers and the Bible verses, but out of the logic of faith, they have come here. In such case, you cannot forgive and compromise and come back again. Until they are willing to admit that the Bible has no mistake and apologize for the way they treat their pastor. Sincerely, I will never go back. So here is the confession of our sins to God, confession of our misdeed to our friends, to our neighbors, but not in the matter of doctrine. Finally, what is the holding of the Lord's Supper to remember His death? Not only, as I've said, for our confession of sins too, but also for our thanksgiving. Because the Lord's Supper is also called the Eucharist. Eucharist is a Greek word meaning thanksgiving. And when we come to remember Him, we must remember Him thankfully, because He has forgiven us our sins. So when I come to the Lord's Supper, and I say that the cup of the New Testament in the blood of Jesus Christ is shed for the forgiveness of the sins of many, I am very sure you are very happy to hear it as you drink of it, that you gratefully feel the forgiveness of your sins. The Lord's Supper is wonderful, especially when we come and ask Him to forgive us, and we take His body and eat and drink His blood. We have a confirmation in the heart that our sins are forgiven, and so we thank Him. I've known of old ladies, and some of them have not enough of money to come all the time by taxi. They cannot move otherwise, but they don't miss the Lord's Supper, because they have the cleansing of their sins. Then another old lady I know, she comes not only to get cleansing of her sins, but also for the healing of her body. Some people believe, if I take the Lord's Supper, my sickness will be healed. Well, that is her faith. And God be praised, that's up to her. And so, it is called the Eucharist of thanksgiving. Recently, there was the leader of a Christian institution. Out of remorse, for he had done a shameful thing, took his own life. When I heard it, I was very sad. I wish I could have known his intentions on himself and to speak to him that no matter how great your sin, while other people will not forgive you, Jesus will forgive you. But it was too late. But I can give the advice to anyone who may be so devastated by sin that you would like to do, that you want to do that. I will confirm to you that there is no sin too deep, too great, that Jesus Christ will not forgive. So we must thank Him indeed. The Lord's Supper is not a betrayal through Judas Iscariot, but it is a remembrance and a confession of sins, and a thanksgiving. We do this to show the Lord's death till He comes. Let us pray. O Lord, help us to know Thy truth, the meaning of the Lord's Supper tonight, that we truly, out of a heart of deep gratitude, remember You, and we want to do our best to glorify Thy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.